everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. And this week, I know I kind of told you guys and gals out there that Big Candy might be with me through the power of Skype this week, but today is his birthday, and not to mention tomorrow is, from what we hear, Father's Day. So I figured, you know, let me just give him another week off so he has time to celebrate today and kind of celebrate tomorrow as well. And kind of that being said, when you all hear this, I hope all of you who are in that kind of that father role in your child's life, or if your child is a pet of some kind, that you have a happy Father's Day. So that being set aside and everything else, this week I would have loved to rant and rave about a lot of stuff that that is out there, but what came across our desk this week, or our feed this week, was a lot of rehash of what has been saying we've been saying over the past couple of weeks, but it seems like it's just updates of what we've been saying over the past few weeks. And I didn't want to tire all of you with Star Wars news and more Me Too news and Stan Lee news and all that fun jazz. So this week I decided to give you guys a taste of something similar, yet different. And that being the fact that I wanted to test the new setup for Skype calls that we've been using, and that whole aspect of things. Because instead of you hearing me in one ear and my guest or Big Candy in the other ear, the new setup allows through, it's a workaround that allows you to hear me and my co-host or my guest in both ears. So that being said, I decided, why not better way, because a lot of things fell through as they do with podcasting, why not grab a few of the creepy and fun phone numbers that are out there, and let's see which ones work, and try and test those numbers using the new setup. And why not bring all of you along for the ride? So, in this case, this might be one of the shorter episodes that are out there. So, the two numbers that seemed to work well. Now, I was given five numbers. One was Pennywise. The other one was Freddy Fazbear Pizza. And I think that's a Five Nights and Freddy at Freddy's, the pizzeria for Five Nights and Freddy's. And the third one I got was for the SCP Foundation. And reportedly, for the fourth one, Booth World had a new number to call. So I decided to try that one. And the fifth one was Hogwarts. So I decided, hey, you know, which ones work, which ones not, don't work. But out of the five, only two worked. Hogwarts and the SCP Foundation. So that's what you're going to hear, and hopefully everything works out and you enjoy me experimenting with these two calls, and you enjoy these two calls. Now, with the SCP Foundation, I was given two aspects of it, so I'll leave that up to the phone call. Now, the other I'll in essence repeating myself, but you'll hear it later on in the recording, and that is the Pennywise call, I believe, was the call that we did a couple months ago, because as you remember, in one of our past episodes, for those who are new listeners, please go back. I think this was maybe about 3 or 4 months ago that a Alamo Draft House released a promotional call for Stephen King's It. So that's what we called back then. So that might have been the same number that was given to me. And for Freddy's Bizarre Pizza, was just a kind of like a fax machine type of ordeal. So I didn't want all of you to hear all the whines and cries of a fax machine. And Booth World was just a kind of a dead number, so to speak. So I decided, to trim everything down. And just a friendly reminder, when I do something like this, or when I tried this, this was recorded sometime prior to this aspect of the phone call. So I'm going to end it there and tack on the phone call right now. So here's that call. Hello everyone, we're testing our new setup and everything else. What we're going to be doing today, like I said, I have the new setup for the phone, and I have a couple numbers set up, at least two. Hopefully they will work. I think they've been vetted, or they hopefully would they would one was going to be titled Pennywise, but I think that was the number we called a while ago, and because Pennywise is now out of, or I should say Stephen King's It is out of theaters, and once it comes back, part two comes back into theaters, we will hear that number be circulated around, because I did try to vent that number to see if it was the same one we called in the past, and what came up was the call was dropped, like it was no longer in service, but it was a main number, so that could have been the same little call that we called many, many months ago as part of our a solo episode that we got. Hey, we got to call this in regards to hearing Pennywise, and we kind of did, but one of the first calls that I have on ready to go is a number for supposedly Hogwarts. So what we're going to do is I have two that supposedly work. One is calling Hogwarts, the wizarding school for witches and wizards, and the other one is the SCP Foundation. I do have a little something lined up in regards to calling them to see if from what I hear, both of these work from what I'm told, and a lot of the other numbers have changed, and I don't feel like calling Booth World again, or Pennywise, and the other one I pretty much got was calling Freddy Fazbear Pizza, and I tried vetting that one, but all I kept hearing was like a fax machine, and every time I would try to say something, the fax machine would come on, and therefore it would not have been a pretty phone call for you, our listeners out there. So let's start off, like I said, with calling Hogwarts. Let's test the setup, see what we get.
The Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Hogwarts is an exceptional boarding school for aspiring witches and wizards aged 11 to 18. Think carefully to the following menu options before making your selection. For campus information, please press 1. For admissions, press 2. For rules and regulations, press 3. For house, campus. The campus can be reached by taking the Hogwarts Express. The train is boarded from platform 9¾ at King's Cross Station in London. The train leaves precisely at 11 a.m. and reaches Hogsmeade Station sometime after nightfall. For safety reasons, Hogwarts' main campus is at an undisclosed location in Scotland. Perched upon Black Lake, the picturesque campus offers new amenities, including a first-rate Quidditch pitch, greenhouses and gardens, and an owlery. Please note that the Forbidden Forest near the grounds is strictly off-limits. Muggle alert. Muggle alert. Muggle alert. For the last 30 seconds, we have been administering a muggle detection test. We have determined that you are indeed and are therefore not eligible to attend Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. You may, however, enroll in Magical Awareness and Appreciation courses from the University of Phoenix online. As a muggle, you are also not allowed to hear any of the information provided on this Hogwarts hotline, so we must now administer the powerful Obliviate Memory Charm, causing you to forget everything you have just heard.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
HumorHotline.com.
And sponsored by PredictionLog.com, our new site that lets you officially log your predictions on sports, politics, pop culture, reality TV, anything you might make predictions about. Each prediction is logged with an official date stamp and timestamp, so you've got proof.
Well, I want to edit there. apparently it's something a little bit funny that it was quite enjoyable a little bit in regards to it. Yeah, it was funny and everything else. So it was quite cute. I didn't want to continue further on it. We're not sponsored in any way, shape, or form from their little humorous website and all that. But what we are going to do is try the SCP Foundation. And I am typing in their number right now. And there it is. Let's give them a call to see what... Now, this is the SCP Foundation. Now, I have something lined up in regards to... telling them, I might tell them two different things at the same time, in regards to who, what, when, where. They might actually require a odd object or objects, so let's give them a call and find out what's going on.
You have reached the SCP Foundation, Southern California, Division 19. Please leave a message including date and time of incident, location of incident, and a description of the incident itself. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Joey Johnson again. It is June 16th, about 8:30 at night. I just received a card from one of the many... living impaired citizens here in Martinsburg, West Virginia, about 20 minutes ago at 8 o'clock. And on it was a card in reference to getting a llama or an alpaca or something like that anywhere at any time I wished. And when I was talking to a couple of friends of mine online, they said I should immediately call you in regards to it and see if you all knew anything about it. So I guess that's about that. I do know of a friend of mine who got some weird putty that he was told it was voodoo putty, but I will share your phone number with them in regards to that. So take care, and I hope your officers and you, everybody else, is able to handle this or no more. Thank you. Bye bye. Well, one of the variants of the call that I heard of that we I went through was in regards to the whole aspect of you get to choose, you have to go, in essence, say the agent's name is Agent Smith in regards to everything, and they connect you, and it's like, hey, welcome to the, this is Agent Smith. Wait a minute, let's try that again, because that was an older, when I tried to vet it, let's try without the number. Let's see here. Let's see if we get the actual 9. Let me see here. Well, let's see here. Let's see if we get the front part of that code. There it is.
Write your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
SCP Foundation, Supervisory Field Agent Smith.
Joey Johnson.
You have reached the SCP Foundation, Southern California, Division 19. Please leave a message including date and time of incident, location of incident, and a description of the incident itself. Thank you.
Okay, folks, that was the full message that I was told that would be available, and I just wanted to play the full message for you instead of that second part, which is the leave date and time and everything else. So there's that. So I'm going to kind of end it here. Thank you for participating in this little experiment with us, and we shall I'll see you on the other side, which will contain show information, contact information, and so forth and so on. We hope you had a wonderful weekend and more. So take care. Bye-bye. And well, we're back, folks. I hope you enjoyed those two calls. I know from our end of things, they are kind of hit or miss in regards to you, our listeners. So, again, I hope you enjoy these kind of geeky phone calls and kind of quote-unquote creepy phone calls. I know we haven't really covered any SCPs in a very, 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 very long time. But that's the reason why, is because it's more fun. We get more traction with the creepypastas than we do with the SCP. So, and in order for me to fill a decent sized show, the creepypastas tend to do that than the SCPs. For me to at least do a 15-20 minute show, I need like a whole handful of SCPs. So even though creepypastas are a little bit harder for me to do, but than the SCPs. So I like doing the creepypastas. I like doing the phone calls because, yes, they are easy, they're fun. And something like this allows me to not only take you all behind the scenes as a podcaster, but it allows me to provide you content as well. So, again, I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm rambling. So if you liked or hate the phone calls, please let us know by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Or if you're on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast, and send us a message that way, and we'll get back to you. Or while you're there on the page, click that like button, and that way you could follow our weekly commentary that we might have going on, because we do try to post something to our page daily and comment on it. So there's that. And plus, we do have a Twitter. We do post up there, and we try to be a little bit more interactive on our Twitter account. And our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia. And while you're there, if that's your thing, mostly your thing, you can always send us a DM on Twitter and let us know what you think of our episodes, as well as sending us a DM on Instagram. And that being said, our Instagram handle is also Longcoat Mafia. While you're on Twitter and Instagram, please hit that follow button. That way you can follow if we're at any particular events and we take photos, we'll post them up to Instagram, which they will hit first before they hit Facebook, because I think that's kind of how it does. I don't know how fast it goes from Instagram to Facebook, but either way, we do have a YouTube channel. Follow the link in the show's description. We will be posting kind of either exclusive videos on YouTube as well as exclusive videos on Facebook. So it helps to kind of following us on both locations. That way you'll be able to see exclusive content on either one location or the other. As for listening to our program, if you're listening to us through either Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music on your mobile device and it sucks, or you're not getting the episodes as often as you should due to problems, please subscribe to us through the Podbean app. It might help you better receive our latest episodes on time. Plus, if you're a new subscriber or a new listener, it allow you to go back all the way to the beginning and catch up and listen to a lot of great interviews we've done in the past and a lot of other great content we've put out in the past. And what else? We are also on Spotify, and we are also on Stitcher Radio. All three have mobile apps, so you don't have to stick with either iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music. But if you're on the desktop app or you use a laptop more often than not, you're able to listen to us through either iTunes, if that's your MP3 player and podcast catcher application, you're able to do that. Or if you want, you could stream us through Spotify. Stitcher Radio, and we, as always, you could listen to us on our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And while there, you can download any episode from our current episode to our first, all the way back to our first episode, and play those podcast episodes on the player of your choice and on at your leisure, and as well as streaming them. So that's your choice. So, and also other news, probably by the, we'll make the formal announcement, but by the time you hear this, we will have quite possibly set up everything to be at Matt Burns' Four State October show. So once we do that, we will let everybody know through our social media outlets. So stay, please, again, follow and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram, because that's where we'll be announcing a lot of stuff. It's been a long week. And I would also like to announce here first, but by the time you hear this, I would have announced it through Instagram and Facebook. We will be at Matt Burns' September 8th event, I think it is. His pop punk rock flea market event down here in good old Martinsburg. And if you're in the Martinsburg area, you can come down and listen to some great music. And he's, I think he's also holding a kind of a horror movie film festival here as well at the same location. So not only do you get great music, you'll get a lot of great low budget horror movies and great guests that are going to be here. So please come check that out. And plus, I put in a request for a to help cover a local convention in Martinsburg, which is the Eastern Panhandle Paracon. It's a kind of a paranormal convention, and I haven't heard as of this recording, I have not heard back from them. So we will see what happens in regards to what they have to say and whether or not we are approved, or if we would have to buy a ticket in order to cover the event. So we'll see, keep you informed with that as the days and weeks go by. So that being said, take care. I know for once, it is a short episode, ladies and gentlemen. It is actually a short episode because I guess I shouldn't be saying this is going to be a short episode, because when I do so, it's going to be about an hour or an hour and a half episode. So that being said, I'm going to let all of you go. I'm rambling. So take care, and we'll see you next week, whether or not what happens. We'll probably have Big Candy in kind of in studio, because everything seemed to be a success. So take care. I am out. Oh, I'm back, folks. One last thing before I forget. If any of you wish to, even though I don't like to give the numbers while recording at first, but if you wish to call the SCP Foundation yourself, their number is 951-572-2602. Now, that's the number for the SCP Foundation. And you heard what they had to say, so you can leave your own little message if you so wish. And now, if you want to call Hogwarts yourself and experience that little message for yourself and hear the little advertisement at the end, the in its entirety, you can do so by dialing 605-475-6961. And you'll hear that particular message for yourself. And dialing one before each number does work. So that's that. And again, thank you for listening. Take care.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.